topic today is hypocrisy, so we're going to read some examples of it and some of the Lord's teachings about it. Hear the word of the Lord in the second book of Samuel, chapter 3, a terrible story of hypocrisy. And Abner came to David to Hebron, and 20 men with him. And David made for Abner and for the men that were with him a feast. And Abner said unto David, I will arise and go, and will bring together all Israel unto my lord the king, and I will make a covenant with thee, and thou shalt reign over all that thy soul longs for. And David sent Abner away, and he went in peace. And behold, the servants of David and Joab came from the troop, and they brought much spoil with them. And Abner was not with David in Hebron, for he had sent him away, and he had gone in peace. And Joab and all the army that was with him had come. And they told Joab, saying, Abner, the son of Ner, came to the king, and he has sent him away, and he has gone in peace. And Joab came to the king and said, What hast thou done? Behold, Abner came to thee. Why hast thou sent him away? And going, he is gone. Thou knowest Abner, the son of Ner, that he came to entice thee, and to know thy going out and thy coming in, to know all that thou doest. And Joab went out from David and sent messengers after Abner and brought him back from the pit of Sirah. But David did not know it. And Abner returned to Hebron. And Joab took him aside to the midst of the gate to speak with him as if with tranquility. And he smote him there at the fifth, and he died for the blood of Asahel his brother. And David heard it afterwards and said, I and my kingdom are innocent with Yehovah even to eternity from the blood of Abner the son of Ner. Let it travail on the head of Joab and to all the house of his father. And let there not be cut off from the house of Joab one who has a flow of blood and a leper, and one who holds firm on the crutch and who falls with the sword and who is in want of bread. And Joab and Abishai, his brother, killed Abner because he had made Asahel their brother to die in Gibeon in the battle. Next, we read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7 and chapter 23. Judge not that you be not judged. For in what measure you judge, you shall be judged. And in what measure you measure, it shall be measured back to you. And why dost thou look at the bit of straw in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Permit me to cast out the bit of straw from thine eye, and behold, the beam is in thine own eye? Hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt look carefully to cast out the bit of straw out of thy brother's eye. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have left out the weightier things of the law, judgment and mercy and faith. These things you ought to have done, and not to have left out those also. Blind guides, straining out the gnat and swallowing the camel. We read also from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13. And he was in one of the synagogues teaching on the Sabbaths. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of sickness 10 and 8 years. And she was stooped over and was not able at all to stand up. And when Jesus saw her, he summoned her and said to her, Woman, thou art released from thy sickness. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue, being indignant that Jesus cured on the Sabbath, answering, said to the crowd, There are 6 days in which one must work. In these then come to be cured, and not on the day of the Sabbath. The Lord then answered him and said, Hypocrite, does not every one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to drink? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, behold, these 10 and 8 years, be loosed from this bond on the day of the Sabbath? And saying these things, all those opposing him were ashamed,
And all the crowd rejoiced at all the glorious things that were done by him. We read also from the heavenly doctrine of the Lord's second coming concerning hypocrisy. Hypocritical faith is no faith. Man becomes a hypocrite when he thinks a great deal about himself and sets himself above others. For by so doing, he focuses his mind's thoughts and affections downward and pours them into his body and conjoins them with its senses. He thus becomes a natural, sensual, and corporeal human. And then his mind cannot be withdrawn from the flesh to which it sticks and be raised to God, and cannot see anything of God in the light of heaven, that is, anything spiritual. And because he is a carnal man, the spiritual things that enter, that is, through his hearing into his understanding, seem to him nothing but ghosts, or like down floating in the air, or like flies around the head of a running and sweating horse. Therefore, in heart, he ridicules them. For it is well known that the natural man regards what pertains to the spirit, that is, spiritual things, as hallucinations. Among consummate hypocrites, there is an inner hatred against truly spiritual men, for it is like that of Satan's against the angels of heaven. They are unconscious of this while they are living in the world, but it manifests itself after death, when their external, by means of which they assume the appearance of spiritual men, is taken away, because it is their internal man that is such a Satan. But I will tell how spiritual hypocrites, who are such as walk in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves, appear to the angels of heaven. They appear like clowns, walking on the palms of their hands, praying. From the heart they cry with their mouth to demons and kiss them, but they clap their shoes together in the air, and in this way they make a noise to God. But when they stand on their feet, their eyes look like leopards' eyes. They move like wolves. Their mouths are fox-like, their teeth like those of a crocodile, and as to faith, they are like vultures. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.